Blog Talk Radio.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up
good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Welcome to Positive Living Vibrations with me, your host, Sarah. An update, folks. For the month of January, I'm offering a free True Colors assessment with every program B or C taken. All of my programs are online, so you can sit back from the comfort of your home, and all the consultations are done through Skype or phone. So come on and discover what your true colors are and understand why you see life from your perspective and how it can be used to understand all the aspects of your life. Just go to my site, choosepositiveliving.com. That's choosepositiveliving.com. And you'll see it under True Colors to sign up. I look forward to hearing from you. So, how big an impact can you have in 15 minutes on love? Well, Tina Nice, and I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, forgive me, Tina, discovered just how impactful a 15-minute conversation on love can be by doing 100 interviews over a 100-day period. We're going to ask Tina what she took on this journey, what her highlights were, and what was the most common denominator of all. She actually did interview me, and if you go to my site and about me, you will actually find that interview there or on Where It Says Radio Show. Love is what we all seek in some way or another. We long to be loved. We long to trust love. We love love. But can we make some decisions that aren't always good for us? And maybe that is because we have not learned to love ourselves. So why would we expect someone else to love us if we do not know how to love ourselves? We cannot look to others to define who we are. We must take ownership of our own choices and treat ourselves and the way we like others to treat us. So as usual, there is no quick fix. We must learn to value, respect, and love ourselves so everyone else will know and how to love you. Remember, folks, this is not a sexual preference. It's not what sex you are. It's not about gays or marriage or religion. It's about love. A love of self, the embracement of all that you are, the making love to oneself in every way so that you really know what love is and can recognize it when you see that perfect match. Tina Nice teaches the art of self-love and is a best-selling author of 40 Days of the Love Fest, which is a daily practice of self-love for greater happiness and well-being. She has a program that takes her everywhere promoting the art of self-love and has reached many people embracing themselves with love. I've seen an interview, a brief one, of somebody that she helped on her site, a delightful woman who got a great deal out of it, the learning to love of self. Tina is a certified life and vision board coach. She began coaching as a natural extension of working for many years as a marketing consultant, author, and speaker. Her passion is now focused on building and strengthening the individual self-love as a foundation for success. Tina empowers entrepreneurs and individuals who, as a foundation, develop their vision, create action, strategize success as they grow and explore their happiness in business and in life. Tina focuses on raising awareness of the power of our choices, as we do all have choices in life, not always in what happens to us, but in how we react to it. The choices we make in the now impact our success and determine whether or not we reach our goals in business or that personal life. Encouraging people to say yes to the choices, to lead them to their deepest desires and true happiness, and to choose to the choices that serve best their interests is extremely powerful. And when they embrace that choice and open to love, it is extremely wonderful. So what is love? L is to live to love. O is to openly feel love. V is to visualize your loving dreams. E is to embrace all that you are and desire to be in the trust of love. Love the person in the mirror and reflect back your loving image. So without further ado, let's find out what love is all about with Tina. Hello, Tina. How are you?
Oh, hello, Sarah. Welcome. I'm thanking you for welcoming me so graciously.
you're too used to doing the interviews.
Right. Thank you for that that really beautiful introduction. And
thank you.
You're right. Love is just a really beautiful thing. And as we learn to love ourselves, we just exude more love, right?
And more love of life, not just, you know, love of a partnership, but love of life and love of everything that we do in life. The passion opens up, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It does.
So tell me why you decided to do, you know, a 15-minute interview a day for 100 days. What was it on love? What was it that you were kind of trying to accomplish there? And what did you accomplish?
Well, I had been doing a show a couple times a week for almost at least a year and a half at that point. And people were talking about, oh, the year is almost over, and it was only September. And they were saying, oh, gosh, you know, it's the end of the year. What did I do? Time is going so quickly. And I thought to myself, I looked at the calendar, and I thought, it's only September. We have more than 100 days left. And then I just kind of love every single day for 100 days. Let's just talk about love every single day, because we want to be in the present moment. We want to be in the now and not be worried about, oh, my gosh, it's the end of the year. What didn't I get done? And let's celebrate every day what we are accomplishing and what we and how we're loving ourselves. So we wanted to make it celebration of 100 days left in the year rather than writing them off and getting ready for the holidays and going straight to the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really how it began. Yeah.
And, you know, we have to live in the gift of the now, don't we? You know, why keep putting things off for tomorrow? It's today that is the gift of life, and this is where you should be living. So tell me about the interviews. I mean, it's all on love. You ask people's perspective on it. So, you know, kind of give us some highlights. Were there any ones that kind of blew your mind or intriguing or knocked your socks off?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. And I think even as I did this every single day, because the people who maybe were my guests weren't doing it every single day. But as I did it every single day, it even deepened my own thoughts about love. And I've already been practicing the love test for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So what I found is that everybody has a little bit about different idea about how exactly they can love themselves. And that is what I love sharing, because maybe someone listens to me every week, you know, for a couple of years now. It's kind of likes what I have to say, but they could really connect with what somebody else might be saying, because maybe their experience is closer to someone else. And maybe what someone else shares as an idea about self-love is something they can immediately see themselves doing. So I love being able to share all of these ideas, because I don't believe that there's a wrong way to love yourself.
No. unless it's negatively.
You've got to keep it positive,
but there's no wrong positive way, right?
Right, exactly. So I love what I teach, but I love learning from others. So I was learning, hearing ideas, even from you talking about love with you, Sarah. It was wonderful to have your perspective shared, and I think that's what people liked about it. We had hundreds of people every day, and I think that you know, the people, especially the people who listened very often, and we had quite a few people who were listening almost every day. I think that's what they love too, is hearing the different perspectives and ideas and being able to absorb that and then make choices in their own life as to what's going to work for them. And every single day, I think, floored me. because I absolutely fall in love with people every day. It's who I am now, and I can't even imagine meeting someone who I don't love. And
yes.
So by hearing these people and talking to the people who are also practicing love or maybe sharing their experience, how they learned to love themselves and come from their story, my heart would just totally melt with them and listening to them and hearing their ideas. So almost every day just it completely got me into it and attached to this. And, you know, some of them were a little far out, and
yes,
some of them were pretty ordinary. But I think that's what makes life so fabulous, is that we can do that, you know, just have so much variety.
And I think also if it is, you know, sometimes we just need to be asked the question. You know, we get so complacent in life and we get so focused on just surviving, living, you know, the roof over our head, eating, the humdrum of life, that we forget actually what life is about. And, you know, life is about love. It is about passion. And in that passion and that love, you share, you invigorate, you inspire. And the more that you do, the more the love goes round. And I think sometimes just somebody asking you that question, you know, what is your love perspective, makes us think. And in that thought process, you know, we learn to ask that question of ourselves. And have I switched it off? You know, do I need to switch it back on? Where's the generator?
I love that because you're right. And I will share, so one of my favorite guests, well, I'm the great aunt, so it's sweet. But I had 2 3-year-olds on one day. It was my great nephew, my great niece. And especially the little girl, Sydney, she's 3, she's very talkative, as, you know, a lot of little girls might be, they're learning to talk.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I didn't have any guests that day, and they were both there, and I said, hey, how about you guys want to be on the radio show and meet my friends? And they don't even know what the radio is, so it was
right.
So I asked them, you know, I'm talking to them, I'm like, you know, what is your favorite thing to do today? What are you guys doing? And you know, Sydney replied, oh, my favorite thing is playing with mommy. And then I said, who do you love? She said, I love me.
Excellent.
It was so great because I do share that with the children in my life that, mm-hmm. You know, my own practice, which part of it is saying I love you to yourself. And, mm-hmm. You know, I find a lot of times those adults sometimes cannot say that to themselves.
Yeah.
They've been through a lot of things, and they do not love themselves. And, you know, what happens? Like you said, it gets switched off. And so mm-hmm. little kids, they still remember that and know that. And my idea is that if I can work with them and be reminding them of this when they're little, maybe they're going to not have such a hard time with it when they get older and we learn all these other things that I don't believe that we have to learn, you know, all the negative
yes.
stuff.
And also maybe they can teach their parents again, you know, because,
yes.
again, we get cummed up with a routine that we forget what made the kids in the first place, and it was a touch of love, folks. And, you know, why did mom and dad get together in the first place? Because love was in the air. And, you know, that if we keep that love going, you know, it keeps the harmony going. And, you know, but also I think, too, there's a lot of issue is the permission to love self. And I think that's a lot to do with society or religions or, you know, traditions. And that, you know, to love yourself is egotistical, or you're thinking too much of yourself. And I think we have to get out of that kind of thinking and understand that it all starts with us. And that if we don't love our and respect ourselves, who else is going to? Because they will mirror how we feel about ourselves. And it's giving people permission to love themselves. Do you find that hard when you're in practice with them?
You know, sometimes, yes, because people often, just like you said, they feel like if they put themselves first or they're doing something for them, they're called selfish, and that gets confused with self-love, which is an entirely different thing.
Yeah.
So self-love is very giving and honorable and beautiful, and I really believe that in order to truly love and accept others, we have to do that for ourselves. And part of, I believe, loving ourselves is also accepting ourselves kind of as we are, and maybe forgiving ourselves for, you know, things that we might think that we did wrong. And I think that's a really great thing over the 100 days, too, is that all the different people who I talked to might have shared a little bit different on that. And so some of them touched on the forgiveness, and some of them touched on the, you know, acceptance, and which I believe all comes together in a really great way. Yourself is important.
Did you find also that, you know, people who had, you know, and especially this goes, I think, a little bit more to kind of middle age and older people, those that had loved and the loved had been betrayed, you know, that trust of love again. And, you know, that I think one has to understand is that when you're young, you get married for different reasons. And you're in a totally different vibration. And if you don't travel together on that same vibration or on that same wavelength, you will each take a different path. And that sometimes that is just the lifespan of the marriage, and you know, and instead of going off and maybe doing something to kind of betray the marriage, be honest. You know that right now I'm not feeling in sync. It's not that I don't love you, but the feeling in love with you is being jeopardized. What can we do to find that rhythm back? And that you need to work on marriage and love. It's not something that you just make an explanation and forget about it. It is a continual process of working on it.
And you're absolutely right, because it's just like when you said, when our own personal switch get turned off and we forget to practice loving ourselves, because we forget that in a relationship. And it's, I believe it's a practice. So I use that term all the time. I practice loving myself. And I think you have to practice loving your spouse. And you practice loving others, because it's not something that just like you said, it's something that we can sometimes forget. We get into the busyness, but we just got to keep it as a practice. And it doesn't have to be something that takes a huge amount of effort. So it's not like we're practicing to be a professional football player and we have to practice 7 hours a day.
You don't have to be perfect. Just enjoy the practicing.
Right, you're just practicing. But it is like anything else that we want to get good at. If we want to become a better tennis player, we have to go practice. If we want to be a better swimmer, we practice. If we want to love ourselves, or we want to love our spouse more, you just have to practice. It's kind of simple, but very profound. You know, and it can take just a couple minutes a day if you just make a conscious awareness of it.
Well, you know, it's, I made a reference a little while ago about The Bachelor. And you see, right now you have a bachelor and all the women in there. And you could see the women that want to be there just because, I want marriage, I want love, and anybody will do. You know, as opposed to somebody that's looking for a connection, a partner, somebody to go through life with. And, you know, I think if they understood, people fall in love with love. And I'm not talking about just the love and the hearts and the romance. But when you come across somebody that loves life, they set off such a high vibration. They are radiant. Everything about them is, you know, shining bright. And they invite other people to love them because they are living in that sense of love. And I think for all you single people out there that want to find someone to have a partner in life, it does start with you, because it mirrors, right? How we feel about ourselves is what we attract.
Absolutely. Like, I can feel your love, Sarah. You have this really great positive energy, and it comes across even just hearing your voice, if people are just listening to this. And the other day, I'm traveling right now, and the other day I was at a mall, and they have a big outdoor court, and it's beautiful sunny weather here in California. So I'm sitting out there doing some work, and I'm writing, like, not with my computer, but just in a book. And some young men at the next table who were listening to music, and, you know, very fun guys, and they, like, you know, said hi to me, and I'm like, you've got this really positive vibe, right?
Exactly.
And they're like, what are you writing? And, you know, I said, I'm writing about love. And they're like, whoa.
One thing I do in my practice is, how encouraging for them to see that, because, again, people learn by watching other people and being inspired by other people. And one of the things I encourage in my practice with my clients is always to write what does not serve them. You know, get it off your chest, write it all down, speak it out to the universe, set flames to it, and let it go. But it comes to the same thing, to write down to what you want to invite. And if you don't tell the universe what you want and how you want to feel, how does the universe know what to give to you? And, you know, you send out that glow, that vibration, which I know I'm always talking about vibrations, but we are frequency, we are waves, the sound waves, feeling waves, everything resonates. And if we stay in that positive, we are more inviting.
Oh, totally. People come and talk to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I always have conversations with people everywhere I go. And,
yes.
You know, and I think it is because I do have, I have a friendly smile. I have a warm vibe. I'm not closed off, and people feel that. And you can, when I meet people, or when I see people even, and just observe them for a couple of minutes, I can tell if they love themselves or
mm-hmm.
if they really dislike themselves. And
yeah.
I almost get tears thinking about it, because when I meet those people who don't, I can't fix them, right? I can't go give them a hug and say, just say, you know what, come on and join my love train, right?
Yes. But you know, why can't we?
But,
you know, really,
I can a little bit.
You know, we should be able to do that. We're so busy, you know, kind of giving people dirty looks or this and that. Why can't we go and do that? You know, I was walking up.
I always give those people an extra smile.
Exactly. Send those vibes those ways. But I was walking up to the coffee shop with my dog the other day, and I saw a woman across the road leaning over and crying. And I thought, uh-oh. I went over there, and her dog had just been killed by a car. And she was obviously beside herself. Well, the first and foremost thing that she needs is that hug, just that mm-hmm. hug. Someone to put her arms around her, the hand on the back to the, you know, the other heart chakra from the back, and just someone just mm-hmm. to give her that love, because she's grieving at that moment. When you do see people in distress, don't go, oh, this is awkward, what do I do? Go and give a hug. It goes
Absolutely.
A long way.
Yeah, especially if you can tell, like, that situation, that a hug would be welcome. You wouldn't be unsafe. But yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
I need to go up to people because I sense something's wrong. Start a conversation.
Right, and I do try. Yeah, and you know what? You know what? You're right. I could just ask them, can I give you a hug? You know, we can ask permission. And looks at us like we're crazy, we just say, oh, okay, I guess you need a hug.
A pat on the shoulder, a smile, a tap on the hand, you know, whatever is appropriate
right.
at the time. But it's acknowledgement, right? It's
yes.
acknowledgement that somebody is having a bad day and that somebody paying attention to them and showing a little love, and that's something that people don't understand, is showing a little love is showing people some respect and acknowledging they're there. It doesn't mean you want to make out with them. And I think, you know, it got misconstrued.
Yeah. You're right. It is, because it can be. And it's happened to me before where people have thought I was flirting with them and I really, you know, wasn't. But but it is still
just
good, right?
Right.
At least
right?
a conversation, and we can say hello, and we can smile at someone. You know, whatever it is, it's good to make that connection. And I try and connect with people. I connect with people all day long. It's a beautiful thing. And sometimes I wonder, how do people not meet new people every day? You know, and it's again when we get stuck in those routines and those patterns, and we're in our own little world, and we're not even just necessarily loving ourselves and the others around us, and we get kind of closed off, and we, we don't even know how to meet new people and have a conversation and just share.
And I say to people, you've got to get out there. I don't care if it's a local coffee shop, going for a walk in the park. You've just got to put yourself out there in a public arena to start being around people again. Feed off the vibration of people laughing, of having a good time. Tap into that vibration. Let it lift you up. And then, you know, get to a point where you can look at people in the face and smile and say hello. And, you know, wait for that invitation or make a comment. But people become so scared and so insular, and they, you know, I don't want to, you know, intrude. Life is about sharing. You know, there are times when people are in a private zone, yes, but most of the time when people are out in public, it's about, hi, how are you? Who are you? Tell me all about you. And it is about sharing and not to be afraid to do so. You know, there's a, we've become a society very much of I and not of we. And I'd like to see them come back. I would probably be the village idiot. Give me everybody hugs. So I just got this wonderful book, the 40-Day Love Fest, and you've had another book before that, and now you're going into another program. So how about you tell people about your book, you know, about your program, what you're doing, how people can get hold of you, how they can share some of this love.
Well, we have the 40daylovefest.com is our main site. We are going to be doing some new things with moving into what do you do after 40 days of this practice because you want to keep going. So we will be doing some additional things this year that they can watch for on the 40daylovefest.com. And we do have links to Blog Talk Radio where you can listen to all of the 100 days of interviews as well as other interviews from the past, and there's some amazing people and some amazing conversations that people could listen to if they're, you know, kind of feeling a little down. Just click on that link and just pick one to listen to. Definitely cheer you out. And we do have information and links to the books right on the website as well. And you know, the right now too, what we do a lot of with the 40-Day Love Fest is we have programs that we go out and share in community-based organizations. So right now I'm in L.A. and working with a group who does my program for children, and they work specifically with children who've been victims of violence or some type of trauma. And, you know, and so I do a lot of program work and program development on that because we all need that little extra bit of love. And and even when I think about people who have been through trauma, almost everybody has a story of something that happened to them that, you know, caused them to flip that little switch. And so I really love, love, love working with people who, you know, to kind of get that back for them. So we do a lot of program development. And definitely the website to check out all of the interviews is just a fun thing, and it can you know, learn about that, learn about the 40-Day Love Fest, and I just welcome any comments. Just send me a note from there. It's perfect.
Well, I really enjoyed doing the interview with you. It was a load of fun, and definitely listening to other people's perspectives on love. As I say, we learn from each other. And so, you know, if we're not getting, you know, a good laugh or a good smile, you know, we're going to be learning some tips that we can apply to our own lives, which is wonderful. And spreading love is always a good thing because we certainly need more love in this world. It's this fifth dimension and there's new vibration and everybody waking up, they need to wake up and learn to trust love again. So I think you're doing a lovely job there in spreading love.
Thank you very much.
I'm so happy you came on, and keep, you know, as I said, keep spreading that love out there. You know, love comes from feeling noticed and feeling valued, and you know, just giving it some worth. So if you can help people out by giving them some worth, by acknowledging them and letting them find that love within themselves. So thank you so much, Tina. It was great having you on the show.
Thank you.
And I will be following you along, so keep us posted as to where you're going to be. And you're going to be in Vancouver soon, aren't you?
I will be. I will be next month for a couple of days. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to connecting with you and meeting with you in person and getting that hug.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for being on the air, love. I enjoyed having you on.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. So next week I have Amanda Bressy on the show, and we are going to do a live 5-minute vision meditation on releasing your fear, ego, and inviting in your intuition. So come and join us next week. Get ready to do a meditation. You're going to feel wonderful afterwards, and hopefully you'll have a new focus, and it will be a learning tool for you to embrace everything else in life. Remember to go to my site, please, folks, choosepositiveliving.com. Look up what True Colors means to you, and if you go to my October 9th archive show, it will tell you all about a our true colors and what it means to your life and your comprehension, your communication skills, and your understanding of self. And I look forward to hearing you from there. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Keep smiling. Remember to give someone a hug. And most importantly, go to your mirror and say, I love you. And I love all of you. Take care, everyone. Goodbye for now.
Good vibration, and I feel.